say the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger like it is tonight, you'd say the wind's been calm. Yeah, but now it's
rising.
Mm-hmm. And if it were just opposite, say the wind was strong like it is right now, then it
decreasing.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you might say instead of decreasing?
Calming down.
And say on a morning, say it's in the fall, maybe October, November, and you first go outdoors, it's a little cold, but not disagreeably cold. And you say, maybe it's the kind of weather you like to be in. You say, this morning it's rather
fine.
And how would you describe the cold, if it's not real cold, or just kind of?
I'd call it cool well.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, yeah, if it were cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say last night we had a
freeze.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you say you had a
frost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might say it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you say, yeah, it's you said they've
frozen
many times before. Mm-hmm. Well, that's most of the direct questions that I was going to ask you. I want to ask you to do one other thing. Can you tell me a little bit about Greenville, how people make the money here, how it's changed in the last few years?
Well, the only thing years ago we had for money was growing cotton. They called it cane cotton. Mm-hmm. And years come and went, and there have been so many factories moved in yet till they don't farm any, very little, and no cotton at all. They raise corn, peanuts, soybeans, and stuff like that. Cut hay to feed cattle on, and raise corn to feed the hogs, and different things. Make feed, grind it up, make feed out of it. They just don't have much of the money cut here for a person to farm now. They just a few, mighty few farmers.
What kind of factories do they have around here?
They have an air conditioning plant. They have a glove factory. They have a cotton mill. And they have a rug factory. And I don't know what sort of a name they get it, but you can go up there and buy you a house. And they've got that house, everything ready. All you got to do is they'll move the lumber for you and you can start the building just the time you get it where you're going.
Hmm.
And we have the old cotton mill, it's been here for years. And outside of that, well, we have sawmill, fertilized plant. And we do have a doorstep factory.
Mm, like doorstep.
Yeah, cement doorstep. It haven't been in, well, they've been running about 3 months. They make anywhere from 2 steps up to 8 and 9 steps high out of cement. And, I believe that man told me he had 37 states that was going to order cement doorsteps from.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, I couldn't go up there and buy a set of doorsteps. I'd have to go to a man that sold them.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't sell me a set of doorsteps.
Hmm.
3, 4, 5 steps high, he wouldn't sell it to me, just one set.
Uh-huh. So they just sell that like to big companies and stuff.
That's
like
right.
That. How large you figure Greenville is, about how many people is here?
Now I imagine the population must be up around 9 or 10,000. It's a small place. And the most of the people live in the country. They go into town to work.